These school kids playing outside in Warsaw's Ursynów suburb in the middle of the day are there for a reason. At school, the teachers are staging a strike as part of a nationwide campaign which involves up to 90% of educational institutions. The country's 700,000 teachers, whose trade unions have long put forward pay claims, have had enough of their profession being neglected. While the average net monthly wage in Poland is over 800 euros, many teachers are paid half of that. Among local residents of Ursynów, support for the strike action is high.
Teachers deserve to be paid more. Their work has been undervalued and unappreciated for years. I support their strike.
Inside one comprehensive school in this part of Warsaw, a group of striking teachers is watching a scene from a cult dark Polish comedy. In it, a teacher in his 40s collects his meager monthly wage from a bank. As the cashier lays out the pathetic sum of money in front of him, he grumbles, "Why did I bother studying, taking all those courses? It seems like 20 years of my life down the drain." One of the strikers, Marta, can empathize with this.
I'm in my late 60s. I'm retired, but I still need to carry on working, because after 30 years of work, my pension is so low that I just can't make ends meet.
Uczniowie nie mogą być zakładnikami tego protestu.
The way the government has responded to teachers' demands has outraged the community. Deputy Prime Minister Beata Szydło, who chairs talks with teachers' unions, and her colleagues have used divisive tactics, pouring scorn on the protesters and trying to set parents against them. Szydło claims that the strike is politically motivated and that the opposition is pulling the strings to destabilize Polish education at a time when crucial school-leaving exams are scheduled. But Sławomir Broniarz, the veteran leader of the Polish Teachers Union, rejects these claims.
There's no grain of truth to these accusations. I haven't held any consultations with opposition leaders. We originally called for an across-the-board pay rise of about 230 euros a month. Then we said we were ready to accept a third of that in two stages. But according to the government, the state budget is short of the equivalent of 1 billion euros. Well, it just doesn't add up. The government's recent pre-election handouts to other social groups will cost 10 times as much. The system is absurd and needs urgent changes.
But there's more to this protest than meets the eye. Last week, a priest in a local parish in the city of Gdańsk organized a burning of books which he deemed dangerous. Many in Poland believe it wasn't an isolated case, as the nationalist government allied with the church keeps pursuing its conservative cultural crusade. This time, Harry Potter books went up in flames, but striking teachers are afraid more will follow. This autumn, a controversial reform of the education system will be introduced. Middle schools are to be abolished, and primary and secondary schools are to be given new curricula compiled by the conservative government. Maria teaches history at a secondary school. She's concerned about what's coming and says that the current strike action isn't just about money.
This party wants to control everything and everybody, and young people are the target as well. And all the slogans about improving the standards are simply a lie. The system will lead to the obligation for the teachers to teach what they are supposed to teach. And it comes to history lessons. The leading party has some sort of a mission to change Polish history.
Critics point out that the education reform is part of a broader move by the ruling Law and Justice Party to transform Polish society. Having subjected the constitutional and legal system to its control, it has now targeted schools. Political scientist Professor Wojciech Sadurski of the University of Warsaw describes government tactics as insidious and believes that the consequences for the Polish education system will be dire.
What they have done is not so much dismantle, but sort of to hollow out these institutions. They maintain the facade of the institutions, but these institutions are not so much disabled. Whereas they are used for the purposes opposite to what was their original raison d'etre. It's basically to be an instrument of the government. These changes are incremental, while their invidious effect is reflected in their mutual sort of systemic and comprehensive character, This is very often not visible to the outsiders.
These changes don't seem to have significantly dented public support for the ruling party. According to opinion polls, it hovers around 40% of the electorate. But there are those who say that, as the government heaps money on some while alienating others, this strategy may eventually backfire. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.